The houses on Miller's Point have been selling for a few million dollars apiece. Gabriel Upton, the Minister for Family and Community Services, has said that with that kind of money, they could build 3 public houses for every 1 sold. But Paddy O'Leary says that this issue is about more than just money. She says that residents will be separated from their friends and that their highly social community will be dismantled.
Yeah, they'll be relocated to other areas, Bankstown, wherever, and they don't have social support there. Especially at this time in their lives, that's just absolutely criminal to put people in areas where, you know, they don't have the social support and social structures. They need the community support. Like at the moment, you know, like you see, how often do you hear, oh, such and such died and nobody knew anything about it. The person had been dead for, you know, weeks in their house. Whereas in this community, people do look after each other. So that is a travesty in itself.
The average maintenance costs of each Millers Point property averages about $14,500 a year, compared with $3,500 a year for other public houses across New South Wales. The government has said that the money saved from maintenance and gained from sales will go straight back into public housing, but they have not yet made it transparent where and when this money will be used.
There's been a couple of properties sold already. The other night, they sold 2 properties, and so that amounted to almost $6 million. They keep saying that the money's going back into housing. So where is that $6 million gone? That's a big question mark. You know, I'd like to know what is actually really happening with the money.
Of the 293 government-owned houses at Millers Point, 214 are heritage-listed because of their history. Millers Point used to be a working-class area, and many of the current residents are retirees who used to work on the wharves. O'Leary says that they should be allowed to stay put.
What we're trying to do is save the community because it's detrimental to the elderly in particular to move them at this stage in their lives. You know, they should be able to live out the rest of their lives in their own homes.
Mrs. Upton has said that by selling these houses, they will be able to provide more public houses to the 58,000 people who are currently on the waiting list. But O'Leary says that this will come at the cost of their heritage and community.
Well, we need the community support. We need the wider Sydney to actually get involved and to see that this is a heritage area. And once this goes, we're going to lose it. I mean, they fought for it in the 70s to keep this heritage. And we can't afford to lose that because once it goes, it goes.
In order to raise awareness about these issues, O'Leary organised a spring picnic and invited members of the community to rally in support.
The spring picnic, yes. We've had an Aboriginal smoking ceremony. We've had a few of the politicians speaking. We've had, like, an amazing band, King Tides. We've had the Sydney Street Choir. We've had Scottish dancing, flamenco dancing, something that will appeal to everyone. An art exhibition. A lot of the preschool has been involved. So, yeah, just to show that we're a really strong, diverse community and that we need to stay here because separating community is just so destructive and a community is made up of people, not bricks and mortar.